This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. David Keener, a board-certified plastic surgeon at Roseville Facial Plastic Surgery, located in Roseville, California, to speak with us about the Kybella procedure. Dr. Keener, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
And certainly good to have you today. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. To kick things off, tell us, first of all, what is Kybella and what are your recommendations for someone who is considering this procedure?
Well, Kybella is a non-surgical treatment with a chemical called deoxycholic acid, a naturally occurring molecule that aids in the breakdown and absorption of dietary fat. So it is, the material is used for fullness below the chin, the submental area. So if people have a mild to moderate amount of fat beneath their chin toward the midline in the middle, this is an excellent substance. It's a reasonably new treatment. It helps break down that fat and make that area look a little less bulgy. So the people that have mild to moderate fullness would be excellent candidates for this type of treatment.
And what are reasons someone would undergo Kybella, and what other treatments can Kybella be combined with?
Generally, this treatment is done alone. It is done for the submental fullness. It's generally, since it's an injection in the skin that we'll get into in a moment, and into the tissue beneath the skin where the fat is, it would not be combined with something such as a facelift or submental liposuction. Someone coming in for that could do something at the same time, such as treatment in an unrelated area, like Botox between the eyebrows or maybe a filler in the nasal labial lines. But as far as a combination with Kybella under the chin, generally you would not do anything under the chin other than the Kybella injection. So again, the reasons are for fullness, a little bit of extra fat beneath the chin.
If you would, tell us what the Kybella treatment entails and what is recovery like.
Sure. So someone who comes in for a Kybella treatment, we usually obviously do a consultation first and talk about it. It would be unlikely we would treat them the day we see them for the first time, unless they really are well-versed on what's going to happen. They have to be prepared and talk to them about the procedure and what is entailed. But when the patient does come in for the treatment, which may be a visit after the original consultation, they would have the area treated with some topical anesthetic. It's a little cream we use to help numb the surface of the skin to take the edge off any injections. And then once that works for a while, we put on a grid that's made from the company that tells us exactly where to do these injections. So there are certain things you want to avoid. You want to avoid them very close to the jawbone, the mandible. You want to avoid the area where the nerves are that work the corner of your mouth. So it's a little pattern. These are little dots that are 1 centimeter apart, like a little grid. And then the grid is the way it works. It actually you put it on the skin with some ink, and you get a little grid on the skin. And then we inject some local anesthetic in beneath the skin into the fat, which also numbs the area to make the whole treatment a lot more comfortable. And after that works for 5 or 10 minutes, then we do these little tiny injections. They're 0.2 cc's at a time. They're very, very small injections in multiple areas beneath the chin. There are usually 40 to 50 injections, but they are very minor. With a very tiny 30-gauge needle, it's hard to feel, especially with the numbing medicine we put on the skin as well as the numbing medicine we injected. Once the treatment is done, we have you ice it for a while. And then when you go home, you ice it again for the next, maybe 12 to 24 hours. The more ice, the better. The area does tend to sometimes swell and bruise. That's almost expected. And then it all settles down in a couple of days or so. And then over maybe 4 to 6 weeks, the fat absorbs and the area gets tighter. So many people need more than one treatment. We do the treatments approximately every 6 to 8 weeks. And I'd say the average is 2 to 3 treatments. occasionally, if there's a very minor fullness, you can be treated with one time. And there are people in the studies that were done that had up to 6 treatments, but we haven't had anybody go to past 3 treatments at the moment. Maybe if you had a little extra fullness there, it might take 4. 6, I think, is a little high. So recovery is not bad. It gets a little tender for several days, and it does look a little fuller than it started because of the way the medicine works. But that settles down after a few days, and then it starts to improve beyond where you started, which is obviously the idea of why we're doing this.
Certainly appreciate that helpful information. We have been speaking with Dr. David Keener, a board-certified facial plastic surgeon, coming to us from Roseville, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Keener, what are the complications associated with Kybella?
So fortunately, serious complications have not occurred. And they've done studies with thousands of patients before they had it approved and released by the FDA. So they've had a few complications where if the injections were very close to the nerve that works the corner of your mouth, the motor nerve, it's called the ramus mandibularis, part of the facial nerve, you could get a little bit of weakness in that nerve, and they've had some last for several days. They've had a few last for a few months. But it's a subtle asymmetry in the smile. But it wouldn't injure the nerve or destroy the nerve. Just temporarily makes it not work properly. That's the worst thing they've seen, and that's really not very bad. You do have some, usually a little tenderness and a little swelling and occasionally some bruising. But fortunately, this is a naturally occurring substance that is not a foreign material, so no one seems to be allergic to it. So the worst thing that's been reported is this little bit of asymmetry of the smile on a temporary basis. As far as a serious infection or something, really catastrophic happening, there have been no reports of that. This seems to be an extremely safe substance to use.
Lastly, Dr. Keener, what are other ways to treat submental fullness?
Okay, when a patient comes in, they usually come in for consultation. Occasionally someone will come in and say they read about Kybella and they want to know more about it, but generally patients come in and just want an evaluation for a variety of things, and they tell us what is bothering them, and then we examine them and we talk about some of the treatments that we have available. So obviously the topic of the day here for Kybella is fullness under the chin. So some people would come in and have much more fullness and accumulated fat than Kybella could take care of. That's not that unusual occurrence. So when we have that, we talk about some of the other little more aggressive treatments like a submental liposuction, where we actually go to the operating room, make a very small incision, and suck out some of the excess fat and just get it all out at once. The other treatment that we would use for submental fullness is if there's also some jowling, some sagging of the face and the cheeks, and then we're talking about a potential facelift, which also involves the neck. A facelift is a cheek, jowl, and neck lift. At the same time, when we're doing a facelift, we make a small incision under the chin and, again, do some liposuction and usually suture the muscle in the midline, they're called the platysma, to tighten the structure underneath the fat. And then with the facelift, we're pulling from the sides as well toward the ear. So you have this sheet all the way across your neck to make everything tighter. So there are different ways to treat the fullness. The Kybella is for people with a more subtle fullness. So it would be generally a younger group than we would see for a facelift. But our technique is always meant to do a complete consult, give the patients time to express exactly why they're here. There was a study to show that patients who come in to doctors in general speak for about 8 seconds before they're interrupted by the doctor with more questions. So we've always pride ourselves in giving the patient as much time as they need to express whatever they want. They usually bring in notes, sometimes pictures, and give them a chance to say exactly why they're there. And then we kind of take over, do an exam, and then start interacting with them on what's available to meet their goals based on a variety of things like how long they want to take off from work, what they have available, how much some people, have had lots of operations and it doesn't faze them at all. Some people don't like the word surgery. The beauty of the Kybella is it's an office procedure. You come in, you have the topical placed, you have this little grid put on, you do the injections, and you're out of there. You probably shouldn't work out for a day or two, but otherwise you can go back to work right away. Most patients do it at the end of the day or on a Friday, and then they take off the weekend. But it is pretty minor. There's no stitches. There's a very minor recovery. Most of the patients seem to be very happy. You just have to make sure you screen the patients well, get the people with the appropriate problem that this substance treats. This is specific for a relatively minor amount of fullness. If you have a lot of fullness, it's probably the wrong procedure, but that's the reason you go to somebody who knows what they're doing and has the experience.
Well, Dr. Keener, we certainly do appreciate your joining us today and sharing your expertise and experience on the Kybella procedure. If you would tell our listeners where they can not only get more information about your practice in Roseville, California, but how they can be in touch as well.
Sure. So our website is RosevilleFacialPlasticSurgery.com. So www.RosevilleFacialPlasticSurgery.com. It's all one word. And we're in Roseville, California by Sutter Roseville Medical Center, Northern California, maybe 100 miles east of San Francisco.
Once again, Dr. Keener, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. David Keener, a board-certified facial plastic surgeon from Roseville, California. And once again, for more information and for contact, it's RosevilleFacialPlasticSurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.